AT, AT. This some real Pluto shit. At the motherfucking mud, you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? Do you? At the dirt, at the soil of the shit. Eddie O. Jacob, Eddie O. Jacob. Feeling like a cigarette boat, all this water on me. I was in my big truck, my wrist up, getting my dick sucked. That's what was happening, but now I'm doing this. The Holy Ghost, the lesser known third member of the Godhead. You got the Son, Jesus Christ, of course, the Father, God. They're the better known ones. They're the more famous ones. And then you have the third one, the Holy Ghost. The Comforter. He can calm our fears and fill us with hope. Interesting thing about the Holy Ghost, though, that you may not know. God is everywhere, of course. We know this. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, God is there. Mainly on evidence, he's there and he's ignoring stuff. But don't take that for granted. Next time you're masturbating in front of your dog, he might look up from whatever he's doing, you know, holy wordle or whatever. And he'll see you masturbating in front of the dog. Can't pray that shit away. I know from personal experience. Anyway, less to worry about with the Holy Ghost, because the HG cannot be personally present everywhere at the same time. We know this. He can't, you know. The Bible says the Holy Ghost is not present everywhere at the same time, leading the Holy Ghost to say many times in arguments with his dad, God, you know, Jesus God, I cannot be everywhere at once. And God gets frustrated with him, like, why not? You know? Why didn't I teach you that? But it's too late, isn't it? It's too late. Man, I wish God had been bothered to teach the Holy Ghost to be everywhere, because when we have the Holy Ghost, we feel love, we feel joy, we feel peace. And those are the three things sadly lacking from much of the world right now. And I don't believe in God or the Son of God, but I believe in the Holy Spirit. Because it's that unexpected feeling of love and joy and peace that very occasionally flows through you, once in a blue moon. You think, what's that? I'm actually happy. I'm really happy today. Everything is good. I feel love and joy and peace. And then 5 minutes later, oh, I feel like shit now. What's happened? What's happened? What's happened is the Holy Spirit has fucked off, hasn't he? Because God, always blame the parents, didn't teach him the easiest thing in the universe he could have taught him, to be everywhere at the same time. I'm sorry, it's bullshit, isn't it? Bullshit. If you were God in charge of everything, wouldn't you make life brilliant and joyous and peaceful for everyone? All the time? It's bullshit, isn't it? So what can we do? Well, if you're feeling shit, become the Holy Spirit. Even if you're feeling rubbish, you can spend the day making everyone around you feel good. And joyous and loved. And of course, if we all did that, today and every day, then we would become the Holy Spirit. We could become God. Or at least a third of God. Sure on the maths. But if we did that, maybe we wouldn't need God at all. Which might be handy. Not needing God at all. We wouldn't need God at all, right up to the point we started disagreeing about religion, probably, and started killing each other again. Good God, sweet Jesus. And the holy, holy, holy fucking ghost. That's a love. God bless you.